We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll continue from item 33.
We learned from you, how the upper light that works on the will to receive is gradually forming it into a kli, a vessel. How does it do it? By building the will to receive. This is called chokhmah. From that, from continuing to work on it, the will to receive wants to bestow, then it receives the light of chasadim. And this continues until we, how I do it? Until we come to a state where we have one vessel. One vessel meaning a will to receive. That we wish to use.
ואז לפי הגובה הזה, עד כמה שהוא יכול להלביש אותו. כן? לפי זה, הוא מקבל אותו בפנים. בדיוק לפי אותו, אותה התחייה שעשה. זאת אומרת, כאן כמה שעשה, אז כאן הוא מקבל. כן? זהו, זה כבר קבלה בתוך
So it receives as much as it did here. This is reception inside the goof, inside the will to receive.
That's what he's
saying in item 33. Now we shall clarify the matter of the striking of Opnimi, inner light, and surrounding light, O Makif. After he receives it here, this is called Opnimi, inner light.
ואז אותו חלק שלא יכול לקבל הוא יוצא
in that part that cannot receive it comes out and becomes surrounding light
ואז יש לנו ביטוש
and then we have a ביטוש a striking of the inner light and the surrounding light and they strike at one another here in this boundary he's trying to annul this boundary.
So
to receive, he wants it to receive more. That this additional light that he did not receive, he wants it to receive. That's the pressure the host places on the guest and demands him to receive. And the guest refuses to receive. he's saying, this will be the sof, the end of my reception. And other than that, in addition to that, I get purified. He refuses to receive, and all the light that he received is now departing. This is the meaning of the inner light departing. So I'm reading again item 33. Now we shall clarify the issue of the bitush, the beating, striking of opening me, inner light, and omakif, surrounding light on one another, which yields the purification of the masach. The masach that stands here in tabu, it gets purified, it rises back to peovosh, where zivug daka happens, the coupling or mating and striking. And it's also the loss of the last b'china of aviyut. So we have here coarseness level 4. He loses that, and it goes back to 0. And then begins to work in the next patsuf. And he has the next action to work with in Pchina Gimel.
It's
got a smaller partsuf, starts from the degree of Pe, and it stands down to the degree of Tabu of the previous partsuf. So the second partsuf is a smaller partsuf compared to the first one. Ab. This is Galgalta, and the second one is Ab. If here we had Aviyut Dalet level 4, then here it's level 3, coarseness. So I'm reading again. Now we shall clarify the issue of the bitush, the beating of the inner light and the surrounding light on one another, which yields the purification of the masach. And the loss of the last b'china of aviyut. Instead of daled, we have gimel. As these two lights are opposite, the lights here, the inner light and surrounding light, they're opposite, yet connected through the masach, the screen in Malchut of Vosh of Ak. This screen standing here in Peh of Vosh is both the reason for the inner light and the reason for the surrounding light. So when this screen descends from Peh to Tabu, and here restricts or limits the reception of the light, then inner light and surrounding light are tied to the screen, and they are here, and they beat the screen and demand it receives more. Therefore, they beat and strike one another. Interpretation. Zivug de'aka happens in Peh of Vosh, Avak. Meaning in the masach, in the screen in Malchut of Vosh called Peh, which was the reason for the clothing of the inner light of Ak by the reflected light that it raised, it is also the reason for the exit of the surrounding light. As we said, the inner light and the surrounding light, they both originated in this screen through the striking we had here in the Osh. So it is also the reason for the exit of the surrounding light of Ak, because it detained the light of Ensof from clothing Pchina Dalet. Therefore, the light came out in the form of surrounding light, of Makif. Meaning he doesn't want to receive anymore, and the remaining light leaves as surrounding light. In other words, the whole part of the light that the reflected light cannot clothe, like Pchina Dalet itself, emerges and became surrounding light, meaning the masach in the pes, the screen in pe, is the reason for the surrounding light, as it is the reason for the inner light. Is that clear? Read it again.
Again, item 33. Now we shall clarify the issue of bitush, of opnimi and omekif on one another, which yields the izdekhut of the masach and the loss of the last p'china v'viyut. As these two lights are opposite, yet connected, through the masach en malchut of the rosh de'ak, they beat and strike one another. Interpretation: the zivug de'aka'a in the pe, the rosh de'ak, in the masach in malchut de rosh, called pe, which was the reason for clothing the opnimi of ak by the or chozer raised. It also is also the reason for the exit of the or mekif of ak, because it detained the light of Ein Sof from clothing p'chinat dalid. The light came out in the form of or mekif. In other words, that whole part of the light that the or chozer cannot clothe, light p'chinat dalid herself emerged and became or mekif. Thus, the masach in the peh is the reason for the or mekif, as it is the reason for or pnimi.
Киев.
Да, дорогой Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот, собственно, Ормакиф — это весь свет, который не вошел в прямую линию, это вообще весь свет, да, получается?
The Ormakiv is all the all that didn't enter the Kav.
The light, the or the shell, direct light that comes to us equals inner light, opnimi, plus all makif, surrounding light. All the light that comes to the patsuf is now divided by the screen of Peavosh into two lights. Light that you receive inside is called opnimi, inner light, and light on the outside called all makif, surrounding light. That's it.
Что меня путает, что когда мы говорим вот коэффициенты у Гаргальта 4.4,
what
да, что
confuses me is that when we say that Гаргальта is Далет Далет Вавиют эн Масах, it means it's a complete desire, but there's still the Sof, the part it doesn't fill. So maybe it's a stupid question, but I don't understand why it's like that.
You have a great will to receive, but my screen is less than the will to receive. To what extent is it less? We drew it yesterday. We said this is 100%. How much can it receive from 100%? You receive such a tiny sector, which is considered a line. You understand? This is all it can receive. And here is an empty place. And all these four degrees are here. Here. This is the Patsuf. Gagalta, let's say.
Kli.
Kli.
А Соф — это все остальное, правильно, в круге?
Но
Соф is the rest of the circle.
Also the Соф, Рош, Тох, and Соф.
Как же? Зе Рош,
зе. This is the Рош. This is the Тох. This is the Соф. Everything inside Galgalta, inside this line.
Later we will learn how it unfolds. There are many questions here. We'll learn about it. Not so simple, but we'll see. Rehovot.
The term clothes keeps confusing me. What clothes, what?
The reflected light clothes the direct light. The intention of the created being is dresses what he receives from the Creator.
Thank you.
Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. In the Sof, if the Sof does not receive any light, does it have any sensation of anything? How does it exist? How does it want to continue to exist?
It doesn't receive
anything in the Sof. Here, he receives nothing. Because he wants to be adhered to the Creator. Therefore, there is adhesion here as well. There is an illumination as a result of that adhesion, but it's adhesion since he ascribes himself to the Creator, relates himself to him, cannot receive anything from him.
PT2.
What's that mechanism that sends the Or Makif and the Rosh? Is it the Rosh? Is it the Or itself?
The entire mechanism in charge of the lights in the Patsuf is the Rosh of the Patsuf. The Rosh of the Patsuf determines everything. After the Rosh, there's nothing more to think. Whatever is in the Rosh expands or spreads out in the Tochen Sof, in the Guf.
So after the calculation, the receiving the Or Pnimi, the Rosh itself understands it can't receive everything and sends it as Or Makif?
Yes.
Misham, Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Buenas noches, Rab. Buenas noches, Clivlami. Rab, ¿podría explicar un poco esta parte que está escrito? Dice,
Rav, can you explain this part that of the Masach that's in the Peh is the reason that the Or Makif becomes Or Pnimi? Can you explain it, please?
It says the screen in the Peh is the reason for both the inner light and surrounding light. Is that what it says? The screen in the Peh is an equal reason for both the surrounding light and the inner light. Because by the screen that he makes divides the light that comes to it, Or Yashar, direct light, it divides it into a light that enters, Or Pnimi, inner light, and the light that he cannot receive inside, which comes out of the Parsuf, Or Makif, surrounding light. And it's all done by the Masach in Peh Avosh. Hence, when both of these lights come here, both inner light that comes to the Tabo and surrounding light comes to the Tabo, because the Tabo restricts them from expanding further, both of them are here, these two lights, and they beat the screen, and they obligate him to get purified. That's what we'll learn in the next lesson.
Beseder Barur. Moscow 2.
Clear? Moscow 2.
Moscow 2. And Shiloh, Beseder.
No questions.
focus group.
Yeah, the action of rejecting the Or Chozer, I somewhat understand that, but what does it mean, clothe? How do you clothe?
We didn't talk about it. Clothing meaning attainment. And the reflected light, let's say in the Osh, clothes the direct light that here, that is here. We will learn about this.
Rav, how is it possible that a Masach can reject all the light of Ein Sof and on the other hand get the thin line? How's that gap there?
It's not a problem to reject. He refuses, he doesn't want to receive. But to receive in order to bestow is much more difficult. And then he checks how much. So it turns out that he refuses to receive the entire light for itself, and to receive for the hosts, you can receive only a thin line, and all the rest remains empty.
And how can it be that the thin line in the end helps him receive all the light?
No, he doesn't receive anymore, only a thin line.
In Gmar Tikkun, how can it be that such a thin line receives everything?
When we get to the end of correction, you can ask then. No such thing. Even in the end of correction, we'll see how we receive. It's not so simple. There are additional shatterings, other things that I cannot give you now. If it was possible to answer in one line, I would. But ultimately, we come to the ability to receive everything in order to bestow 100%, but it's following many, many additional actions that there's no room for here. What we learned here, receiving direct light, reflected light, inner light, surrounding light, it doesn't work. There's many more actions, second restrictions, shattering, Adam Rishon. However, the goal is to receive all this entire light of Ein Sof, and it's to fill this circle, to receive it as a line. Okay.
Oh, Kazakhstan, it's not today.
Kazakhstan, we didn't have.
Kazakhstan.
Good morning, Rav. According to the drawing, in the Rosh, the degree of root and one, that means the Rosh also has like a big brain, a little brain.
It's not for now, maybe for next lesson. You're right. There's a division there.
Bulgaria.
Текран очищается.
Повтори.
Что означает это?
Повтори, повтори.
Экран очищается. Что означает это?
Man, the masach is felt. What does that mean?
Миздахех. Масах миздахех. Экран очищается.
When the screen is purified, this means that it loses the ability, its resistance power. So it stops receiving in order to bestow. It completely purifies and becomes neutral. It loses contact with the light. If I sit in front of the host and the host is pleading me with me to receive more and more and more and more, as long as I can receive in order to bestow for his sake, not for mine, then I receive. But if I feel I cannot resist him, and if I receive, it will be for my own benefit, then I stop. And that means that the screen gets purified. Becomes thinner.
Ну, Сочи. Кого у нас еще сегодня не было? Вакаша.
Пару моментов небольших. Вот получается, вы сказали, прямой свет, да? Это, видимо, как ну, часть света.
Ol Yashar is like part of Ol Ein Sof. It's included from Ol Pnimi and Ol Mekif. So in such a state, where is the Ol Chozer? Is it in Ol Pnimi?
We have inner light and surrounding light. Reflected light is not in the light of Ein Sof, but rather it comes as a result of the screen that rejects the light that is trying to pass through it. So the reflected light is a result of the Kli's efforts, whereas the inner light and the surrounding light are a result of the direct light.
Сочи.
Еще момент. Вот вы нарисовали зеленый экран.
Another thing, you drew the green masach above the pe of the rosh.
No. It's just a boundary. Meaning, up to here, I feel I can receive part of the light that comes to me. I can receive, and this part of the light I cannot receive. So this part, this portion I receive, I bring it in. I bring it inside. See? I bring it inside, and that's it. I receive it. And this part I do not receive. Where is that? It is found here, in the Sof. I do not receive it, I only reject it.
Is there some special name?
Every part, every portion, every light has a name. We'll work on it. Each and every part. Go into Pticha, preface. There are several prefaces, more, with the drawings, with the names, everything. I don't know, where can I show them what we have there? Can you see the entire screen? Look what you have. With the explanations, with everything. I did all that. That's what I'm saying. Now I'm old, I have the energy to do it again, but it's all there. See, it's all in our archive from the lessons I gave before. With the names, with everything. And more. You have no clue how much is in there. No, the entire wisdom of Kabbalah and all different forms. Everything. So I'm asking you, now besides that, these lessons exist in all languages. All languages. So please go in, each one in your language, and start studying. Then our lessons here will be as answers to the questions where you don't understand something. Otherwise, to enter, to get into all those things, I will do it, nevertheless. Half an hour every morning, we'll do it, but it's not enough. it's not enough. You should go in there and see what we have there. And now I gotta turn to info.
Good morning, friends. Today, we want to speak about disseminating in Russian. I want to introduce everybody to Mach Club. It's on the Cab Academy website. We have a club now that every person can sign up to and go through 15 self-study courses. You have webinars with Sasha Kozlov and another lesson with the Rav for everybody. They can also try what a workshop is after the webinar. There are selected materials on this site. Anyway, if anybody knows somebody in Russian that speaks in Russian in the world, can give him the address of the Mac online, and they can get a taste of what a good environment is. Except for that, we're still building a strong environment. So, next person.
And before the schedule, just updated, we sent out a survey about the activity in the virtual physical centers and virtual, but there were a few mistakes there, so we put it on the, froze it, and we'll send it again later. So 10:30, writers meeting with Rav, 10:30 to 11:30, 11:30 to 12:30, Rav continues with Owen and Levi, and then recorded Pticha lesson at 1:30, and 6 p.m., lesson with our Kabbalah Lam instructors, 6 to 7. We'll go over the materials we learned today. That's it. A busy day. Song. המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread this song bring down the walls you know Together we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along with one voice. We can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Dirigimos a un deseo por la unión Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad